Yeah, holding daf tezayin omer aleph here on top. Yes, last question was, you said that after the idad Yosef ben Yehuzah, there was no isha kol boy. So Morris says omer Yosef, there's doifu then. So Morris says doifu means shel smicha, that they started to have machlokes, and then so machlokes if you're supposed to make smicha or not on the korban on Yom Tov. So Morris says that's what Ketani. And there's still a question about Yosef ben Yehuzah gufa niflag polik. He also had this machlekes. So his mashma up until Yosef ben Yehuzah, there was no machlekes at all. Only after him started the machlekes. So Morris says, no, even his times also, and Yosef ben Yehuzah's time also was a machlekes. Bismicha. He also had a machlekes, whether he's supposed to make smicha. Rashi says, on smicha shlom b'yomtif. If you bring a korban shlom b'yomtif, do you have to make smicha one or not? It's machlekes, the Merer Chagigam. Like, that was the first machlekes they had. So it's mashma started after Yosef ben Yehuzah's time. And here it's mashma question is no, it says he also had the machlekes. So Morin says, I'll tell you, his machlekes was the Saif Shania. At the end of his lifetime, that's when he had the machlekes, to Botaliba, like his heart became smaller, meaning then he started to forget a little bit. Rashi says, Shinismaya Talei, Besaif Shania, so Nishtachu, then he started to forget, then there was a machlekes. But up until his time, there was no machlekes. Kufa, what we just said before, Om Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Shloisha Sapayim Halochis Nishtachu Bimei Avol Isha Moshe, right after Moshe was Niftah, Klai Yisrael forgot 3,000 halochis. Om Lelu Yeshua, so Klai Yisrael asked to Yeshua, Shol, means find out what the halochis are. They asked him to, like, Shol, try and find them out. Yeah. So Moshe says, Omalei, so Yeshua answered back and says, Loi Vashemayim Hi, like, I can't stop asking Shemayim, it's not in Shemayim anymore, if we don't know it, we don't know it. Ormulel Shmuel, then Klai Yisrael asked Shmuel, that Shoel, you try and find out the halachas that were forgotten. Ormulem, he said, Eilu Postek, Eilu HaMitzvois. Meaning to say, Shein HaNovi Rishoel L'chadish B'dov HaMiyata. To the Novi can't be Mechadish any halachas. It's only what was in this Kabul from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, if we forgot it, like, we can't stop get it from a Novi. It has to be that we ourselves work to get it. Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Af Chatis Shemeso Baleh Nishtacha B'Meyavol Shemesha. This halacha also that we have in our Mishnah had an halachas here about a chatis shemeso baleh. If the owner of the chatis died, the bialim died, even though the bonim are still alive, it goes the misozla. It's one of the hey halachas. There's also forgotten bimei evol shemesha. Is omul the pinchas said to pinchas shol? You asked and find out these halachas. Omulay pinchas said like also leva shemayim. I can't find out mina shemayim. It's not a shemayim term anymore. It's up to us. We have to work it out. So Amalei Lalosa, the yes, the laws are also shol. You try and find out, like, yes, in Shemayim, the halachis. Omalehem, he also said back, the pasuk of Elu HaMitzvahs, meaning to say, Shein HaNovi Rishon L'Chadish Dovim Miyato. A Novi can't be Mechadish, it's not up to me to Mechadish for my Nevuah, but it's something we have to work on. Om Rav Yudama Rav, Beishor Shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be Nifta LeGanedin, to go to Ganedin, is Omalel Yeshua. He told Yeshua right before he was Nifta, he said to Yeshua, show me men who call Sveika Shesh Tocho. You could ask me all the questions you have. Any question you have, come and ask me. Is Omalel Rebbe. So Yeshua answered back, Moshe, and said, Klum Hinach Tocho, Shoachas, did I ever leave you alone like for 1 minute? V'halach L'machamach, and I went someplace else. Is Loikach Kosafta B. Didn't you yourself write about me in the Torah? The Torah says, Umishoso Yeshua Benun, Nar Lo Yomish Mutechoil. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu. As if to say, so Yeshua right now, so like, I know everything, I have nothing to ask, I learned already everything from you. Is Miyad right away, Toshas Kechel Shel should be Shel Moshe, the Gisha should be Mr. Tochar, we have Yeshua, but the Gisha should be Toshas Kechel Shel Moshe. That's what the Shita says, yeah. And in other words, Moshe had a chlisha sadastik. What do you mean you have nothing to ask, even though you're with me the whole time? But don't you think, like, I know more than you, I was Mekabel the Torah. So Moshe felt a little bit weird, how come Yeshua had nothing to ask? And therefore, Nishtachu Mimenu Sholish Mes Halachis. At that time, Yeshua forgot 300 halachis because of this. For no deloy Sheva Meya Sveikas, and also 700 halachis, he had now Sveikas doubts. Before, maybe he knew it clearly, but now, because he made Moshe feel bad, his punishment was he had 700 Sveikas doubts. The Yom to Kol Yisrael Hogun, Kol Yisrael want to kill him right now. Is Omar Le Kodesh Baruch said, Leim Lecho, Yesh Lecho. That, listen, I can't tell you the halachas right now. There's, so Moshe, what Yeshua started? We start to daven to Hashem. Like, please remind me these halachas. Klai Yisrael are killing me. So Hashem said back to Yeshua, I can't teach them to you. Again, like Leib Shemayim Hi. Leim Lachui Yeshua, maybe because that was the punishment you deserved. You deserved to forget them. So I can't teach it to you. But in order to save you, Kodesh Baruch told Yeshua, Leich go, return them a Muhammad. Make them have Muhammad right now. They'll forget about you. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'hi achri, Moshe, Eved Hashem, V'yer Hashem, like Hashem told Yeshua, like now go into Eretz Yisrael, start to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's the smichus that like Yeshua had to distract them, they shouldn't come to kill him. From Aspita Torah and the Brisa, we learned, Elef v'sheva meyus, there were 1,700, Kalim v'chumrim, Kal v'chaymis, Rashi has it means Midrashi Kal v'chayma, or Gzeira Shavis, another way to learn the Torah, Gzeira Shavu, v'digdugay seifrim, Rashi is Mephorash b'shkola means, she'osu atera, Sviras, Kagoyin, Tesvav Noshim, Poitras Rosayim, Yud Gimel, Devorim, Nemru, v'nevelis. Whereas it says like, the Duke Sefer means, when the Gemara makes a Sifrim, makes an account, how many lachas apply together. Like the Mishnah Nivomis, and the Mishnah Yud Gimel, Devorim, Nemru, v'nevelis. So all these things were also Nishtach, v'mei Avolish HaMoshe. That Yeshua forgot all these halachas, v'mei Avolish HaMoshe. Could be all the same punishment. And since he made a chalisha sadas to Moshe, he lost these halachas. Is Omer Bavur? Bavur says, "After the king, even so, Herzira Nosniel ben Kenaz mitoich papulei. Shnosniel ben Kenaz, he was able to bring back all these halachas mitoich papulei. Because not that he asked min Hashemayim, but he himself worked on it with his pupil Torah. He was able to bring it back. Shneim the Pasuk says, "Va'yilkado Osniel ben Kenaz. He conquered the city. Achi Kolev." He gave him his daughter Achsa for wife. Rashi says, "V'yikudos Niel likras sefer u'maykriya sefer mitzalochas." So let's see. V'lo minikras Achsa. Why was his name called Achsa? V'itim lo es Achsa. B'itachem gave. Why was her name called Achsa? She called her roy yosa koyes lishto. Whoever would see her, I got angry at his wife because she was so beautiful. Mitech yafa. She was so beautiful. So that's what happened. So Osniel ben Kenaz got the Melech's daughter Achsa for a wife. Yeah, Vahi the pasuk says bevoya when he came to live with her. But to say you, she started to talk to him lishom yesavia soda that he Osniel ben Kenaz she asked from her father of her fields. But his the me'al chamor and started to scream from a chamor. So my vatitz and what's lashon of vatitznach is Omer Rav Rava said Omer Rav Yitzchak Omroloi she said to him. Ma chamor zeh, just like this donkey. Kivin shen loy meichel ba'avusay. Mi atzik, he has no food teeth in his warehouse. In his food pin. He starts screaming, it's kachisha, same thing with the wife. Kivin shen loy tfu v'tech v'esu, she has nothing to eat in the house. Is mi atzik, she starts to scream also. Then it says, v'atayme t'noli brech, she said, give me the well. Ki eret ha-negev nasati ha-bayis. That he gave us what the south side. So bias meant to say Shemenugav Mikol Tuv was a bias that was dried out from all Tuv. There's nothing good in it. So Vnesatali gave to me Gulias Mayim. Gave to me what Gulias Mayim. So Vedarshin Odom Shein Beyel Torah. That's what the Pesuk meant to say. That this Osniel Ben Kenaz was a person that he only had Torah. Rashi says Gulias Mayim at Torah Kolayim Odom Shat Torah Gulu Yaloi. He understood the Torah. Dovat v'iten lo kolev es golius aliyah. So kolev, gave her the golius aliyah. That's the top of well. He has golius atachlen tach tias and the bottom one is omelo mi shadar vol yainim tachtonim yivakish menu mizaynus. Means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one that's dar above on top, yivakish menu. Rashi says dovade lo itzdarach tesivde hoisa kaniyas seichem. Means to feel like. He's not going to ask for so much. You don't have to worry. Now the question is. The Kolev ben Kenaz, was that really his name, Kolev ben Kenaz? Yeah. Fin Mabahaloi, Kolev ben Yefuna, his name was Kolev ben Yefuna. So Gemara says, Ma Yefuna was Yefuna mean? Shepona meyatas meraglim. The word Yefuna was just an extra name given to him, just means he went away from the Yatzas meraglim. V'yakati for the Gemara ben Kenaz, was he ben Kenaz? Ben Chatzron, who was the son of Chatzron, he was. It wasn't called of ben Kenaz, was the son of Chatzron. But before it's okay, it says Osniel ben Kenaz. Masum Osniel was the son of Kenaz, and not Kolev. The exhibit says we call him ben Chatzron. To Silishra, what do we call him? Kolev ben Kenaz. He was called ben Chatzron. So Morris says the Kolev ben Chatzron hoylid es azuva. The passage says the Kolev ben Chatzron hoylid es azuva. So Morris, he gave birth to azuva. So the kashim amarava chorgo de Kenazu. He was the stepson of Kenaz. So that's why it's called Kolev ben Kenaz. He was a stepson to him. It wasn't his real son, but stepson. Tony, we learned, who was Neil, who Yavitz. When it says Osniel ben Kenaz, he was also called Yavitz. Well, Mashma, what was his real name? Yehuda Achashimon. His real name was Yehuda Achashimon. Shemoi. Now, Osniel, why do they call him Osniel? She'onu. Kael, that Hashem answered him. Yavitz, she'yoyitz, he was able to give Eitz's advice. For Ribbitz Torah Yisrael, he was marbitz, he spread Torah in Klal Yisrael. How do we know Shonon Kael that Hashem answered him? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Yavis Alakai Yisrael, Lema, in Baruch Porcheni, Vibes Yisguli, Voice Yotchoi, Modi Levuti, Atzvi, Shun Leave Me Alone. Vayovil Akim, Es Hashem Shon, it says Hashem gave him what he asked. You see clearly Hashem gave him what he asked for. In Baruch Porcheni, Batorah, means he has to be blessed in Torah. Vibes Yisguli means Batamidim, yes, Abroch, let me have a lot of Tamidim. Voice Yodchi Modi, Yehin should be with me, meaning to say, Shlo Yishtakech Talmudi Meliba, I should not forget my learning. Vyosa Mirosi, let me have a lot of friends. It means she is Damnali Reim Kamois, I should have friends like me, Mithamid Chachomim. Levuti Otzvi, means Shlo Yishagvenu Yetzahara, Milashanath Yetzahara, I should not win over me to stop me from learning. That's called Levuti Otzvi, I should not be an Otzvi, and it's said that the Yetzahara should not catch over me. I'll take you down to the grave. So if you do these things, very good. If not, it'll be Hareni Holech Lenesisi. Grave, yes, that's what he said here. Is miyad right away? V'yavu l'kim es Hashem shol. Hashem gave him what he asked for. So see, Hashem answered him. Kiyetz v'davar, similar like this also. Kiyetz v'davar. Atuaim Rashi says she called Hamoiser Atzmoi Lach Zeracha Torah Hamalim Loshalaysev. Someone that asks to be able to learn Torah, Hashem will listen to him. So that's kiyetz similar before this also. Kiyetz v'davar atuaim. Rosh v'yish tachzis nifkeshu miyad einish neim. The Rosh V'yish Tachzis means a poor person. It's something like this, a poor man, and a man, a medium-class man, Rosh V'yish Tachzis means a medium-class man, Nifkish, when they get together, Meir Einish Neim, both lighten the other one's eyes. Is B'shor Sha'at Talmidim Hocham Eitzah Rabbi, when the Talmidim go to the Rebbe, V'yomel Lamdeinu Torah, teaches Torah. Im Lamdoi, if the Rebbe teaches them Torah, Meir Einish Neim, it lightens the eyes of both of them. Shneim, Hashem, Meir Einish Shneim Hashem. Hashem aligns the eyes of both of them. Means, you see, that these people want to learn Torah, so Hashem will enlighten their eyes also, both of them. V'im lav, Oshiv Rosh Nifkesu. That means, if not, even the rich and poor meet together, Oysa Kulam Hashem. Mishosu Chochem Lezeh, Oysa Tipesh. The one that Hashem made smart will become a Tipesh. And Tipesh Lezeh, Oysa Chochem. Hashem can make the ones a fool, make him to a Chochem. Yes, so Kitty, you see, if you ask to be a Chacham, Hashem will help you. When the Talmidim ask the Rebbe, so Rebbe also has to know. So how does the Rebbe know? That Kodesh Baruch will teach and they should know. Rashi says, Oysa Shneim, Achshuv U'maskel Asoysim Chadoshim Lezeh Chacham Zatipesh. Hashem will make them over now. Like, if you don't act like this, then Hashem will change you around. Zum Mishnas Reb Nosson. This is where Reb Nosson learned. Reb Yudah Nosson says, "Im Boros Tvorcheni." Means the bracha was like this. Asniel is, if you bless me with period of river, I should have children. Ve'beistias gvuli bebonim abonas, children, boys and daughters. For hoy so yodcho imodi b'masamat, let me do good business. V'yasis meresh shlo yehi bi meichesh roisha, should have no headaches. Umechish is naim, no ear aches. Umechish ay naim, no eye aches. Levuti otzvi, I shouldn't have any ebi atzva soon be said. Shlay segvenu yetzor malishano, is that the yetzor should not stop me from learning. Is a matter, oyster can be thought, this mutu be very good. Vimlav, a rainy hurlach, but it's easily shall I go down to my grave. Is we ever look him, Hashem came to him. Es ha-shol, Hashem gave him what he asked for. So you see, he was mavakish to learn Torah, to become a chacham, to be able to learn, Hashem gave it to him. Kiyetsu b'dov, a similar to this, Omer, the Pasuk says, Atzweimer, Rosh v'yishtachsev nishkishku, when a poor person and a middle-class person meet together, is mei reinish neim, Hashem enlightens both the rois. That means, b'shor, she'oni herlech etzol balabayis, when the poor man goes to the balabayis. V'yomen, he tells him, panisein, help me out, give me panosa. If the rich man gives him money, mutter will be good for both of them. V'imlav, if not, if the rich man doesn't give away money, then oshav rash nifkashu. Oysa kulam Hashem means Hashem changes them over. It means to say now that Misha also oshav was rich until now, lezeh oysa oni, Hashem makes him poor now. And only the one who was poor before, lezeh oysa oshav, now HaKadosh Baruch will make him rich. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Gen Omer Shimon Ma Mitzinu. Shimon was the one that said in the Mishnah that these five halachas of Chatesh Meisos only applies to a Korban Yoch and not to a Korban Tzibur. And Shimon said, just like three of them for sure do not apply by Korban Tzibur, like you can't have Meisu Bailan by Tzibur, or you can't have Tmura by Tzibur. It's the same thing the other two also do not find. Tan Rabbon, not like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Chomesh Chatois Meisos. There are five halachas that Chatesh should be Meis. That's Vlad Chatesh. The korban chatas becomes pregnant. The vlad is the misozlom or tumuras chatas. Vechatish shemeisa baleher. Then the last two are vechatish kipu baleher. If they lost the korban, brought a different one, then they found the first one. Vechatish shibrish nos chatas and became a year old, older than it's supposed to be. Now we have to yochulaim of vlad chatas betzibu. You can't have a vlad chatas by betzibu. You know why? The fishen chatas nekeva betzibu. Any chatas of betzibu is always a korban socher. It can't be in a keva. So you can never have a vlad. And secondly, v'yati yocholeim et tumura schatas b'tzibur. You can't find the parasha of tumura by a korban tzibur. The v'yishen tzibur is tumura like we had before. A shut for more tzibur can't make tumura. V'yati yocholeim et chatas shemesa b'leh b'tzibur. You can't find the parasha of chatas shemesa b'leh by a tzibur. The v'yishen ha tzibur mesen, because you never have the whole tzibur should die. Shekipru b'leh v'shibru shenoso. Now these last two cases, Shekipru Baleh, if they lost the carbon and brought another one, Roshav Shinoso, Loi Matzinu, must be curious here, Loi Lamadnu, the Shita says, Loi Lamadnu, we did not learn, we don't know if it, in words, these Matzisin apply by carbon Tzibur. It could be that they lost the first carbon and brought a second one, and then they found the first one. Or else it could be that they waited a while until it became too old. This could happen. Tzatzi says, Loi Lamadnu, means we did not learn whether these two cases apply to a korban tzibur or not. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yehenu Heges, Beim Yochel, Beim Tzibur, since the case could apply. So maybe the Aloch applies that both by korban yochel and by korban tzibur. If it would have been over Shinoso or the Schapru Baleho, that maybe it's Lamisozla. Or Mat, I'll tell you like this. Yilmadu Sosim Mephorish. Let's learn Sosim, what doesn't say clearly. Rashi says, Sosim in Shekipru Baleh v'Shibru Shinoso. There's two cases, be Mefurish, from what it says clearly. Rashi says, Mefurish means Vlad, Utmurosa, Shemesa Baleh, Shemefurish Lanu, Diyena B'tziba. Those three cases we know clearly do not apply to a Korban Tziba. There's some Ma Mefurish, just like those three cases, the first three cases. The Yochid, it only applies by Korban Yochid. V'Loi B'tziba, because the Metzias, technically you can't have these cases by Korban Tziba, is that even the last two cases also. Afsh b'shekipru baleho, we have the of a kipru baleho. Whereas for shibru shnoso, the last two cases also tell b'shimon holds. The yochid dvar mamurim was only said by korban yochid leibitziv, wasn't said by korban tzibur. That's b'shimon's limud. So I'm asked the question: why? V'chidonin efsha mishiyefsha. How can you bring a proof from which case where it's efsha? These last two cases of avu shnoso is passed by korban tzibur. So how could you learn now, since the first three places, the first three don't apply, those are Yesha, those are impossible to be there. So how could you learn out the last two from the first three? So my answer is, Reb Shimon, V'chad Mokam Gimir Elohu, so I was telling you, not Gerus this, but that's the Teretz, the Kodesh Reb Shimon means all five halachos are said at one point. Either you have all five or nothing. But we're not Gerus that right now. Omer Reshlaka, Reshlaka says like this, the Pshat is really Abo Nisnu Lehem, that really four halachos from seniors were learned. Rashi says, "Kula ma'boyes chatas nitol lehem mifinai." The misos v'loy chomish. It wasn't really five. V'achemishes nemol lehem roye. And the fifth one of these five, there's only roye. You're supposed to just let it pasture in the field, so it becomes a bamum. Of you may have volish shemoshah shachar, Rashi says, that we had before, bezman avela shemoshah, that if you can't attack the loch is, which one exactly was it? You don't have to kill, let it pasture. For all, Rashi says, lechumra, v'yarma kulam asis. Therefore, we said, a loch is, all five have to die, we have to go lechumra. So Rashi says, hilkach, e saka daitach, that betziba nemulim, that this aloch lemoshah sinu was said even by carbon tziba, mi mishkachlu betziba, we can't, you don't have four cases in the tziba. Le misrami betziba, le shtayim him. That's the right. That's what Zarka meant to say. That the local Mishasin was only said on four cases, but it was said on four. So four, even four only applies to a carbon yochid, does not apply to a carbon tzibur. Now the Gemara says, that these halachot were said even by carbon tzibur. Hanach miyasnaya b'tzibur, you don't have four cases. You only have two cases by carbon tzibur. And the lakarkar must be that yilmat sosim and mafurish, you're allowed to learn out. That the sosim, these last two cases, we don't know clearly does it apply or not. So we'll learn them out from the first three cases. Just like the first three cases do not apply practically by tzibra, so the lakar doesn't apply. The same thing the last two also, the lakar does not apply. That's from Reb Shimon. Rebbe Nosson Neimer. Achas nitnu lehem no, could be by lakar lamashasinu, only one halakha was said over, that's all. One of the five was said lemi sozla. And they forgot which one. Then midu al chomesh. Therefore, they went to chumra and they said, "All five have to go to misozla." The lechter for the gemara bahai sidri gemiriv. So it's only one. Let's see which seder. Rashi says, "Amai he midu al chamisha mishum sveika the choda lechter v'sidri gemirlu li choda emayu zechurim shoyisa meisa shenemulhem hoyzechur lias biyachur v'tzibar." Let's see, would they remember? You say only now the loch lamashosin was only said upon one of them was lemisaz, and they forgot which one. Therefore, they go to chum and let all five die. But maybe try and think the one that was learned was learned by a korban tzibur, or dafka by a korban yochid. Let's think they remember. E bi yochid, e bi tzibur. Was it said by korban tzibur or by korban yochid? And then at least you would know if it was said by korban tzibur, so then you would know it's only a suffix of two of them. But the first three is not the suffix, because that does not apply. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, the pshat was shtei shechiyos shachar, they forgot two things. V'karshalu, and therefore they didn't know what to do. Is the sheep to here? Shtei shachar shachar, it should be, they forgot two things. Now, vi sagadaitach, you're telling me to think, vi sagadaitach, that, or else what Ger says, v'karshalu, vi sagadaitach, yebitzibah, if you tell me now what it was said by tzibah, Hanich miyasnaya b'tzibur. You don't have the first two cases by korban tzibur, so why should that be part of the suffix? Elishramin again, it's a proof to say that yomat sasim and mafurish. Of course, the svara goes that was only said by korban yochid, not by korban tzibur. Now learn out ma mafurish b'yochid, just like the first three cases only apply to korban yochid, but not to korban tzibur. As sasim, the last two cases also b'yochid was only said by korban yochid, not by korban tzibur. That's what Shimon's trying to say. So really, in a nutshell, it's like we have it in the parentheses over here, that all five, like, were set together. And since for sure the first three cases do not apply to a carbon tzibur, that's what Shimon's trying to say, the last two cases also do not apply to a carbon tzibur. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Choymer b'kodesh shimi b'tmura, certain chumras we have by regular kodeshim over tmura. And the opposite, Choymer b'tmura mi b'kodesh shimi. That choymer the kodeshim over tamura. Certain chumras over regular korban over tamura. Shakodeshim oisa tamura. When you makdish the korban first, the first korban, so that you can make tamura from it. But v'yein tamura is a tamura. The korban that's only through tamura cannot make another tamura, like with dashim sukkim before. Hatziba v'yashrutfim makdishin. They can make a korban. They can be makdish a korban. Avolei memirin like we had before. But tziba v'yashrutfos on that korban they cannot make tamura from it. Or magdishin uvrim v'yevrin. You can be magdish just an uber. That means you can be magdish the fetus alone. If you have an animal, you can be magdish just the fetus. And then what then uvrim? You could also be magdish just pieces of the animal. A limb, just the regular. If you want to, you can be magdish just the regular also, if you want to. Avolay memirim, but you cannot make tamura. You can't make tamura not on a fetus, on a baby, and you can't make tamura not on just the regular, not on just an aver. Now, Chaimeh b'tmurim b'kodeshim, a certain chruma is about the parash of tmura over the parash of kodeshim. Shehagdusha chalo abalas mum kavua, that if you're going to be makdish, chala abalas mum kavua, it should be tmurim, it's not the gish, it should be, what should to say here, above. Shatmur, it should be tmura. That shatmura, korban to tmura, is chola balas mum kavua. That you can make tumor in a balas mum. You take a behemoth chul in a bal mum, and you say zu tachazu, says it's chal the kedusha on this tmura. And therefore, even later when you go to redeem it, the yoytze lechulin, if the redeemer doesn't go out completely lechulin, the gozes will ever, that you never have a right to share off with tzvul or to do work with it. You only have a right to eat it, but not to be gozes, that's the locha. Regular behemoth bal mum, if you mark the shit, it's not chal the kedusha as a goof at all. When you redeem it, it's yours completely. But something that once had a kedusha zaguf and then you redeem it, so it still has the yisur gizeh b'avoda. That's this tmura, even though you first made tmura on the bal mum. Rabbi Yisur Rabbi Yudu Aimer, Oyseh Shoygeg Kemeza, there's another chumra. The tmura, that by tmura, even by Shoygeg, it's chal tmura by mistake. But v'loyoseh Shoygeg Kemeza b'magdashim, by a korban, if you made it by mistake, kedusha, it's not chal. Well, since you think more why, that's Rabbi Yisur Rabbi Yudu's chiddush. Reb Lezer Weimer HaKlein, if you have a behemoth that's klein, was born of a breed, that the parents was one was a chai, one was a behemoth. If you have treifa, the behemoth right now is a treifa, not just on a baal mum, it has treifas to it. Or by Yotze Doifen, the behemoth was born through the side. For Tumtum Yadrugnis, Loi Kedoshim, you cannot make them Kodesh, Loi Magdishim. If somehow they become, we'll see in the Gemara, if somehow they did become Kodesh, so you can't make Tumura from them, Loi Magdishim. Let's say the behemoth Vlad Kodshim, and it was born a treifa. So Mele Gdusha's Chal, it's a Vlad Kodshim, but still you can't make tmura from it. Also Vlad Kodshim is the mother was Kodesh and came pregnant, and then the Vlad came out Yotze Doifin. So in that case, the Vlad has Kedusha, because it's Kodesh by itself, but still you can't make tmura from it. Another Gemara says, my time of the Reveis Yehuda, what's the reason he says that by Tumura Shoygeg is Kemezid? How do I know this Chiddush Shoygeg is Kemezid by Tumura? So Gemara says, Omer Kvar, the Pasuk says, Yiyah Kodesh. It says by Tumura Yiyah Kodesh. So it darish an extra word, Yiyah, L'rabba Shoygeg Kemezid. That even by Shoygeg also you can make Tumura. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? What's the case of Shoygeg Kemezid? Omer Chizki says like this, Kisava Shumutal Homer. The guy thought you're allowed to. The guy didn't know it's an aveiri. He thought you're allowed to make tamura. So gavi tamura lucky, he'll get malchus for it. Because the chiddush, even though what you have to have hasra, you have to be warned to get malchus. I mean that's the chiddush here. That's chiddush about that's hashoyk amazin. You'll get malchus even without hasra. And that's exactly the custom. You get malchus here even without hasra according to this girsa. Yeah. Lucky, Gabi Kodshim or lucky. By Kodshim though, you won't get Malkus. Rashi says, Gabi Tmur lucky. The Rebbe Vekro, who Shoyge Kemezit? The Lucky Shoyge is like the Mezit. Gabi Kodshim, Loy lucky. Rashi says, Loy Mitzinu Malkus, Loy Mezit Vasro. Usually you only find Malkus with Mezit and Asro. So it's only a Kiddush by Tmur you get Malkus even without a Mezit, without Asro. Lishnach, we know the Lashna is like this. Gabi Tmura Kodesh, Bechal Dukdush Eschal. Gabi Kodesh, Shem Loi Kodesh. You don't have a Chiddush as Malkus, Stam is a Chal or not. So Beshoig, if you make this something, Beshoig, it's not Chal. If you make Tmura Beshoig, it is Chal. Now, Rish Lakish Reb Yechanan, Army, they both say like this. Kisavra Loi Met Tmura's Oila. The guy thought he said he has a carb, he thought it was a carbon oil there, and he took his behemoth Chula next to it, and he said, Zu Taka Zu, that he thought he's making this into a carbon oil. For Yomim, by mistake, he said, Tmura Shlomim. It came out of his mouth, the Tumur Shlom, that's what came out of his mouth. So that's called the Shoygeg, and still it's Chal. What's the Goyin's cursor? We have a Tumur Shlomim. Yeah. That's one case, that's like a Chal. Yeah, it's Shlomim. Lishnachun, another Pshat would be, the Sita says here, Shlom, Tumur Shlom, so the Kush, what's the Yeah. Lishnach Rina, Gabi Tumur Shlomim, he was buying Tumur Shlomim, is Kodesh. Lishnach Rina, what Gabi Tumur Shlomim Kodesh? Gabi Kodesh Shem Loi Kodesh. Yeah. That by Tumur, it's like it would be Chal. But Shengen by Kodesh, in such a case, you made a mistake, you wanted to make it an Oila. And by mistake, you said a Shlomim would not be Chal. It's called Hegdish Petos, it's not Chal. Dishtachud, another pshat is, kisava loy mashoch, you thought to say black. But you want to say, Rashi, kshor shocher, shiyetzmi beis atchila, yetzmura. You thought you meant to say the first black one that comes out should become tmura. And the mistake, what came out of your mouth was, v'yotzmi piv, shor lovin. By mistake you said a white one, v'yama lovin. So gabi, tmura loki. By tmura taika would be chal. The first white one that comes out becomes tmura and you get malchus for it. It's like a chal what you said. Even though you said it by mistake, you thought to say black and you said white, but if the first white one that comes out becomes tmura and you get malchus for that. But gabi kotshim alok, but kotshim no, you don't get malchus for this. Gabi kotshim rashi says, in ba'mumu lemizbeach leloki, the lekodish, the egdish toya sen kodish. If you meant to say the black one, and by mistake what came out of your mouth was the white one, senech nami, it's not chal kedush at all. And where would be a shell to get malchus by kotshim rashi says? It means if a ba'mum, if it would have been a ba'mum, so if you mark the shabamum, you get malchus. But here the kedush is not chal, so merely you don't get malchus. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.